Welcome to the Carter George Show. The Owen Sound attack goaltender, with a World Junior Championship also on his resume, was simply brilliant Friday night at the Sleeman Center, making 49 saves as the attack handed the Guelph Storm its ninth straight loss, 7-2. George made monster save after monster save. Glove, pads, didn't matter, he had the whole toolbox working, leaving several Storm players looking to the heavens after what they thought were sure goals. A lot of Guelph guys were getting frustrated. For me, that's a lot of fun. I kind of thrive off that, George said with a laugh. It definitely puts a smile on my face when I see guys look up to the ceiling. I think it's a lot of fun to play in these kind of games, it's definitely something I look forward to. I think a lot of it is mental and being prepared that way. This is where, down the stretch, a lot of guys get mentally fatigued. A big win on several fronts for Owen Sound, in a dogfight for the final playoff spot in the conference. Guelph's chances are purely mathematical at this point. They are 9 points out of a playoff spot with 5 games remaining. Guelph could have been up 2-0 or 3-0 early on if it weren't for George's heroics. A goalie's job is to try and keep it 0-0 as long as he can, right? George said of his early game saves. Unfortunately, Storm starting goaltender Zach Jovanovski wasn't having quite the same night, allowing 3 goals on 7 shots in the first period before getting the hook. Compounding matters was a misfiring Storm power play. Scoreless on 7 chances. He was the Team Canada goalie for a reason, Storm coach Corey Stillman said of George's performance. I would say tonight he stole the game. But that's part of it, you have to find ways to score and get some by him early. Stillman agreed there is some frustration setting in. Obviously we knew this was a game that we needed to win and we had enough shots to win the game, Stillman said. But if you're going to win hockey games, the guys on the power play have to be the difference. Stillman said the players need to realize that this stretch is part of the audition for next year's team. For some guys it's tryouts from now to the end of the year. We have 5 games left and you need to show up, because we could be a different looking team next year. Guelph did manage third period goals by Charlie Paquette and Alex McLean, but it was too little too late. 2 of Owen Sound's goals came into an empty net. Guelph visits Erie on Sunday. Next home game is Thursday against Erie.